We're a craft brewery, and we are currently the largest craft brewery or largest brewery in general in Maryland, and one of the largest regional breweries in the Mid-Atlantic.
And what's it like? Tell us about the partnership you have with the Baltimore Orioles.
The Orioles have been great. They're a progressive organization, and in tandem with their concessionaire, Delaware North, they really focus on a lot of local foods, and they've also been focusing on a lot of local beer. And I think we're a big part of that, and we've been working towards that over the last 2 years.
What's it like to be a Maryland company, to be partnering with the Maryland team, the Baltimore Orioles, coming into such an exciting season off of what happened last year?
Yeah, last year was great. I've been a lifelong Orioles fan. I grew up in Ellicott City, born and raised. So I remember the glory days of the Orioles, and it was great to get back to that last year. And for Flying Dog to be a part of that was just icing on the cake.
So what can folks expect when they head out to opening day to see when they want to quench their thirst to get a Flying Dog?
Well, we have our beer is available in over 20 different locations in the stadium, and we have a storefront on the lower concourse, as well as we're featured in the roof deck, which is an addition the Orioles made last year in the stadium. And we also have a Firkin Friday program, which is where every Friday home game we'll be serving cask ale, a special release cask ale specifically for the stadium.
What kind of response have you had being partnered with the Orioles, having your beer with such a high visibility at Oriole Park at Camden Yards?
It's been great. You know, I think baseball sets up very nicely for craft beer. It's a relaxed sport. You know, 2 to 3 hours, and there are a lot of breaks. And so I think the same customer that enjoys baseball enjoys beer with a lot of character and flavor. And we've seen that over the last 2 or 3 years with the popularity of our beer alone in the stadium.
I would imagine also that you have folks that are big fans of your beer already, but other fans that find out about it at the ballpark.
Yeah, it's a great sampling opportunity for us. You know, craft beer, we only make up 5% of all beer consumed in the country. And for us to get our beer in front of 20, 30, 35,000 people at every game is a great opportunity to turn people onto our brand and our beer.
I imagine also it would create a buzz when folks go to the ballpark, have the beer, then they go out and look for it so they can have it at home when they're listening or watching the games.
Yeah, I think that's what's great is that, you know, especially last year, if you're at the ballpark and you're drinking a Snake Dog IPA from Flying Dog, and there's a walk-off home run, you know, that beer and that experience is ingrained in your memory, and we love for people to have a great baseball experience that's sort of around the taste and experience of our beer.
What about the unique names of the beers that you guys sell both regionally and at the ballpark?
Yeah, we just like to we don't take ourselves too seriously, and I think that craft beer is sort of a fun industry, and we just like to have some fun with some of the names and come up with names that are either thought-provoking or just make people laugh in general.
What are some of the most popular beers that you sold last year at the ballpark that you guys are brewing this year?
I think some of the most popular are our classic pale ale is one of the most popular at the ballpark, as well as our Snake Dog IPA. IPAs are pretty popular around the country, and Snake Dog does really well at the stadium. Also, Underdog Atlantic Lager is sort of a lighter lager, and it's perfect for sort of the hot and the heat of the summer and baseball. It's sort of a good beer you can sort of have a few of during the course of a game.
What's it like for the crew and staff that have working here to know that they're making a product that's part of the Orioles?
It's been great, and you know, last year was our first real partnership with the Orioles, and it was such a great season that you know, the organization, members of the organization came out and they toured the brewery, and so we really feel like most of the partnerships we enter into are true partnerships in the sense that we're friends with who we're working with, and for them to come out and for us to go down there and just have these awesome game day experiences is great for Flying Dog, and I think it's ultimately great for the Orioles fan.
I would also imagine, like you say, the folks who are actually brewing the beer here to go to a ball game and to see people enjoying it as they enjoy the Orioles is pretty neat.
Yeah, I think it's completely fulfilling for the brewers to see so many people in Baltimore embrace the brand, embrace the beer that they're so passionate about brewing, and I think it's really exciting for them.
What's your message for Oriole fans that are going to be coming out on opening day when they want to quench their thirst?
My message is, look for us. Look for Flying Dog. Grab a Flying Dog beer and enjoy the day. Make a day of it, because last year was not a fluke, and I think we're going to have a great season again this year.
Go O's.
Go O's, for sure.